Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I'm saying? We need a break too every now and then, you know. But we took a day off or took a week of a, you know what I mean. And but we're back. I hope everybody had, you know, a great Valentine yesterday.
I guess.
Exactly. That's what I say. I suppose.
I actually had probably one of the best Valentine's Day that I ever had. It's so weird.
A friend felt
sorry for me, honey, and just outdid himself.
Really?
Like, wow. Okay. Well, thank you. Maybe I need to be down and out a little bit more often. I'm real. Went to PF Chang's for the drinks, the appetizers, then went to Sambuca for dinner, then went to Love North for dancing. So I was like, okay.
Okay, so now I'm going to revert back to what you said. You know what song did? Who had a great Valentine, I guess? That song, you had a good one. What's up with that? You
yeah,
had a good
you know,
one.
Most people be trying to be all booed up. But
you can't
know,
be. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well,
no, I am happy. It was a for info because, you know, I saw plenty of chicks out with each other, and I was like, well, thank you, Lord, it wasn't me. You know how you're like, thank you, Lord, it wasn't me. But, yeah, so this was just a friend, and it was so sweet and so generous of him to do that, and he just really showed me a good time. So it wasn't a lovey-dovey type Valentine's Day, but it was definitely a very sweet gift, and I'm very, you know, appreciative. How about that?
You definitely deserve that, so I'm glad you had a great day, a great VD.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Hey, uh-uh.
Not I know, right? I know. I know. You can't say it like, I'm sorry, V-Day,
right.
There you go.
Now, did you get my message that I sent you on Facebook?
You know what? I don't need to check my...
You know what your girl dealing with?
No.
Okay.
So what now?
We'll talk offline. If you haven't got my Facebook page, then you don't even know the half of it. But when you get some time checking, and you're gonna be like, what the?
Okay.
And just, in my head.
No.
Yeah.
But just let everybody know.
Smooth T, know what's up.
Alright, that's cool. But just let everybody know that if you do be sending me a message on my personal Facebook page, I rarely check my personal Facebook page. So I don't think I'm ignoring you because I'm not. You know, just to put it out there because I have had people tell me, you know, you know, did you get my message? Did you get this? No, I didn't because I rarely go out there. But I don't know why. I don't know why, to be honest with you. But I'm going to try to get back out there.
I mean, you're super busy. You got your modeling going on. You done moved to the NYC, and that's a beast all in itself. So, you know,
it really
I'm proud
is.
Of you.
Well, thank
you. Being busy. That's my dog.
Absolutely.
When I see you on the big screen, that's my dog.
I won't forget you. Oh, please. You're going to be the No, well, but you're going to be the winner because she's talking like me. Keita Rohan Fresh is, we are doing this thing big. Duh, Tori.
That's
you know, don't listen. So you're going to be there right with me, so whatever.
Okay, well, that's what's up.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah.
I'll be there. I'll be teasing. I'll be smiling. You know, that's what's up. I heard I got a pretty tease, so I'll be there teasing and smiling because that's what I do.
What do you mean by teasing and smiling? You're going to be there hosting, too. What are you talking about?
Okay, hosting, teasing, smiling. And when we host, okay, we got to be right, because I want all the hot guests. I want to be
exactly.
The one.
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. You know, the only person I'm trying to think of who I'm in love with celebrity-wise, other than, like, Lamont Rucker. I'm trying to think. Really nobody. So that'll be the only one where I'll be like, I want to host by myself.
You know,
I'll cut y'all out on that one. I don't want to host by myself. Yeah, Lamont coming. Yeah, Z, you can have. You and Tommy can have that day out.
Okay.
You know who Lamont Rucker is?
I don't.
He is the wonderful, beautiful black man from Meet the Browns. And he also played in Why Did I Get Married? He was Jill Scott's.
Okay.
Yes. Isn't he? Well, y'all ain't going to be able to say him, but he's outstanding.
Oh,
and he's a man
boy.
Of God, and he's just beautiful. So when we interview him, that'll be the one that I'll, you know, let everybody else go on vacation with. So we can just have some one-on-one time to talk and pray and stuff.
You is crazy. And she's serious, y'all. She is dead serious.
Yeah, you know I am, too, because, you know, I'm being quiet because I am, like, really dead serious.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's what's up, y'all. Anyway, there we go. That's what's up. You know what, Tori? It's your fault because, see, I don't remember even saying that until hearing you say it all the time. So I'm blaming you for that little phrase. Thank you.
And you know what? What you said, it was a statement I could not stand. But now all of my homies on Facebook said, so now I find myself all day, what you said, girl? What you said? I hate it. But I find myself doing that mess all the time. What you said? That's so country. Which, you know, I mean, I'm from the country, but dang.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm hosting the radio show. I got to have correct grammar. I can't be on there talking about what you said.
Okay. Wow.
So,
y'all, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get into the weekly inspiration of the week. And whenever we finish with that, we're going to get into me and Tori D's snow days. And then, of course, we're going to get into, we're going to get into the topic of tonight. So, first things first, weekly inspiration by Tori D.
It's your girl Tori D, and I'm hitting you up again with another week's weekly inspiration. This week we're coming from Mark the 8th chapter, verse 17 through 18. Jesus knew what they were saying, so he said, "Why are you arguing about having no bread? Do you not know or not even understand? Have your hearts been too hard to take it in? You have eyes, can't you see? You have ears, can't you hear? Don't you remember anything at all?" In this scripture, Mark 8, verses 17 through 18, we pick up and Jesus has just performed his miracle of feeding the multitude of thousands with two fish and five loaves of bread. The disciples have now boarded the ship and are headed away, and they realize that they did not take much food with them, and they are now concerned that they will again be stuck and won't have anything to eat. They begin to panic, and Jesus steps in and he reminds them of the miracle that he just performed. He is basically saying to them that if I fed you all back then when I fed the multitude, then surely I can feed you now. And it's the same thing with the problems that we face in our lives. We have to realize that the same God that had our back then is going to take care of us right now. He knows exactly what we need before we even ask. So if we sit down and step back, we can allow him to work miracles in our lives just like he did for that multitude. And this is this week's weekly inspiration from your girl, Tori D. Hey, you know what I'm about to say, because it's God in me. He keeping me from slitting your ties. It's the God in me. Okay, that was for somebody. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Like, dang, many times. And throwing paint on your car is the God in me. Hey, hey.
Oh, my God. You just crazy.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so you said what now?
I said I have to, you know, throw that little part in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that. Just to let them know. But, so,
yeah.
So how was your snow? Tell me.
Today, the snow, it actually happened overnight, so I had no idea. But when I woke up this morning, I wasn't able to, I can work from home, but I wasn't able to actually go into my office today because I live in a rural area, so the secondary streets, they hadn't got ice down yet. So it's like straight ice. And there was some people sliding in front of my house, like on their way, you know, I guess trying to press their way and make it out. And I was like, Lord, just don't let them hit my mailbox. You know, whatever. So I was actually snowed in today. So I was able to get a lot of work done from home. And then, you know, this evening I was able to complete all my schoolwork. So I'm done with schoolwork till Wednesday. Whoop, whoop. And then, you know, I was just preparing for the show. So I pretty much had a boring day, you know, just full of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kids didn't have any school, so they kept me occupied. I was able to cook dinner and all that good stuff, and they love my famous cornbread. You know, I got this, you know, cornbread is just off the chain, so I was able to feed them some of that today with a little beef and rice. So it was pretty cool snow day. It was pretty cool snow day. Got a lot of work done, a lot of much-needed work done. So, you know, I can't complain. Now, it is getting on my nerves because they're out of school tomorrow as well.
Uh-oh.
And that's not a good look. It's like, how are these kids going to ever learn anything if every time you look around, they have a snow day?
Right.
You know, I make him think of four snow days we had in all 12 years of my school, and that was like the blizzard of, what, 87 in Chattanooga? But other than that, you know, this is kind of ridiculous, though.
Exactly, because see here, well, this is like my, but this is my first snow, of course, here in New York City, and anybody who followed the show, yeah, we had snow like last Wednesday. Yeah, like last Wednesday.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep it with the news, Tori. Let me tell you something. Okay, so this is my first show here in New York. And,
wow.
and you know, those of y'all who follow the show, y'all know that I'm really from North Carolina. We didn't really get snow like that. So I was seeing like these big, and I ain't seen big snowflakes like this in a minute. You hear me? So, I mean, it was really nice to get. Well, we got, well, they was like, how big were those? They was probably like the size of, you know, you remember the big 50-cent pieces back in the day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe a little bit bigger than that, but like we got like 16 inches of snow. We didn't. But that's nothing towards compared to DC who got like 25 to 30. But yeah, we did get 16, so that was a lot from here. But yeah, but they're also calling for another snow tonight, like tonight or tomorrow, something like that. So. Yeah, I mean, but see, the funny thing here, you know, you don't really drive here, so, you know, you can still go out and go work, but it's just trying to get, you know, walk through the snow. I did step in a big puddle that looked like ground. I messed up my kicks, okay?
Bless your heart, and you know you be having some fly kicks. I know you was mad. Did you say a bad word? I ain't gonna.
No, I did not say a bad word. You know, but you know, I've trained myself on that. I always say a bad word. I mean, honestly, if you could ask anybody that I hang around, they'd be like, "Do you cuss? You ever cuss?" And I'm like, no. I mean, yeah. I guess like you know, my mom and my upbringing and just myself. You know, I just kind of train myself that, you know, like, if something happened, you know, I'll be like, ouch, or shoot. You know, I still do, like, kindergarten words, so.
Right.
Yeah, I'm no fun, okay?
I mean, I'm the same way. I don't cuss either, you know, around my parents.
Right.
So.
Wow.
Yeah,
with that being said. Well, that being said, let's keep it right first tonight and go into the topic. Just so you know, of course, y'all know we are airing at SSBN Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill. And tonight's topic is talking about Valentine's Day. Now, I know y'all are like, well, Valentine was yesterday. You're right. But we're not actually talking about the Valentine. We're just actually talking about the actual Valentine's Day. And see, and I am so glad to have Miss Tori D on the line because Miss Tori D, as y'all probably know, Miss Tori D, She takes it upon herself to represent for the females, which well she should. But I'm so glad that you know we got my smooth tea who represent for the males.
Right.
But even though Tori D is the only female on the show for right now, she hold it down for the females, and I have a feeling that this Valentine's topic that we have tonight is gonna be kind of debatable. Now just to give y'all some inside scoop. How tonight's topic came about was actually real debates that I had with somebody because somehow we were talking about Valentine and then like this
please
lady
enter
started.
Your passcode, then press pound.
What?
Okay. Oh wow.
Was that me?
No,
that wasn't me. I'm looking like what the.
Okay.
That wasn't me, baby.
That's
what I asked to your audience guest. But go ahead.
Yeah. Somebody need to get their sprint together. But so tonight we're talking about, you know, Valentine's Day, you know, and then also is it a mutual gift giving holiday? You know, meaning like, you know, okay, feel it, they're gonna know already. You know, meaning like, you know, you got a man and a woman, you know, do each, you know, party give equally or do sometimes maybe one give more than the other. Or do maybe one get all and then one gets nothing. So, you know, I mean to me I think that's very important because that's kinda what me and this lady was debating about. I mean, me and her was like going back and forth. I mean, we didn't fight. However, our voices did get loud because she was telling me, okay, let me just tell you just this and then we can just go into it. Okay. Anyway, the debate was about, you know, she was telling me about how like, you know, from previous years, she always get her husband, you know, more gifts than he gives her. Okay, so then this year she was saying, you know, she's tired of it. You know, this year he's not going to get as much from her as he's been doing. So I was just like, well, you know what, the way you feel now, that's how a lot of males feel, you know, because a lot of males usually give, now I'm not saying all, but a lot of males usually give more gifts to their girls than they receive. You know,
exactly,
I know some males.
Because it's for the women.
Here we go.
Who said that? This is Tori D. You know who said that. Valentine's Day is for the woman. Goodness gracious.
No, it's not. No, it's
for the
feelings.
It
is.
Go both
yes,
ways.
It is.
Oh, my God. So there you go.
This is our female holiday.
Exactly.
Female
it's not
holiday.
Female holiday.
It's Mother's Day.
We're keeping it real high and fresh, okay?
Because I'm getting so tired of the way that the world is going. And the
well,
world
I am, too.
The roles are just reversing. You know what I mean? No. Women. Well, wait. Y'all, I got to say my Easter speech, right? My Valentine's
Day
speech, right?
Okay, go ahead.
You have so in so many situations and circumstances, you have the roles reversing. My goodness. Valentine's Day is for the man. Well, first of all, let me give you a little bit of background about how I feel about holidays, period. I think the holidays, period, are game, period. Holidays, Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day, I think it's all game. I think it's all for, you know, people to meet their quotas and they this and they that. Okay, that's first and foremost how I feel about holidays. I think you should show the person that you love them every day. But let's just go along. That's my personal opinion. But let's just say we've accepted the fact that we're going to celebrate holidays and we're going to roll with it. And if we have, then Valentine's Day is for the woman. It is
for the woman
to get pampered and catered to and loved and treated and wined and dined.
I do not agree with that.
We deserve that day. We deserve that day.
Oh,
I mean,
please.
For our men or significant other to say to us, you know what, baby, for all the BS that you put up with this past year, for all the nonsense, everything I meant to get you for Christmas and all this and that, let me just shower you with love. And I know growing up, my daddy throwed down on Valentine's Day when it came to my mom. And I'm trying to think, I'm trying to think if I remember him ever getting anything for Valentine's Day. It was all about catering to her. I think women deserve that. And it's our day. Valentine's Day is about the woman.
Catering to your woman, but at the same time, it ain't nothing wrong with getting your man a box of chocolates and a card saying, hey, I love you. Give him a teddy bear that says, be my Valentine.
I know. I mean, I never in my life heard anything like that. I mean, I mean, sometimes women, I just think y'all should be pampered 24/7. To me, Women like you may carry the weight of the world on their shoulders. I'll put another dog.
Because
without men, a lot of stuff wouldn't get done. I mean, look at all the.
Women, we definitely carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. Me and y'all can flow from one house to the next, no problem. One chick to the next, no problem. Y'all leave
issues and all this and that on a woman.
And I think that Valentine's Day, and I hope some of my homegirls or somebody out there will call and have my back, people say it's for lovers. So maybe if you want to do what Smooth T said, if you want to get to do the box of chocolates or a card, all right. But the majority, if you want to do a 80-20, okay, cool. You know, 80% woman, 20% dude. Okay, cool.
But that's not about
the woman. Come on,
no,
guys.
No, it's not. Valentine's does not say woman. Now, Valentine is supposed to be a mutual thing. You know, you're supposed to give your loved one, you know, your significant other gifts. Okay, so why not the woman give her man or her boyfriend, whoever, gifts? You know, take them out, do what? I don't.
You don't love them.
Exactly. I don't get that. Why? I mean, I don't get
that
it.
The woman should be taking the dude out and paying for his dinner?
Why not? It's just one day. It's just Valentine. I mean, she can't even do that in one little day. Really? See, my whole thing is women, they got this problem with. No. Listen, women, they got this problem. I mean, a lot of them, they got this problem where they are like, they are taking a dude out as like some sin. I mean, why not?
That's not a sin at all, but on Valentine's Day, that's for the woman. Y'all know that.
Y'all know growing up
that Valentine's Day was all about mama. Y'all know y'all daddy ain't running
around
with balls and no balloons. It was all about mama. You know that.
Yeah. Okay, you know, but see, but
exactly,
like you said, then,
no, but we're not
doing the why, because guys are sick of that. I mean, you know, like, a lot of guys are thinking, okay, why do I ever get up? You know, I'm always the one paying and doing. I mean, yeah, guys want something.
Not always the ones paying and doing. We're talking about one specific day. You have the roles reversed now. You have so many women that always pay for the meal, and so many women.
Oh please, that is so not true.
That is so true.
Well, not from what I see. That's not from what I see. I see women. They still be. Huh?
Maybe she need to get out of Tennessee.
She sounds good because, let me tell you something. Yeah, okay. Because women, women still be turning these men around their finger, getting what they want. So trust me, women ain't, well, from what I see, women don't be paying for a whole lot of stuff. They still got men paying this and paying light bills. Please. You know what?
Tommy said is exactly right. Need to get back up out of Tennessee in Tennessee, for the region that I am in, the men up here, and it's a phenom to me because you got to remember I lived in Atlanta for 9 years, so to move back here as an adult is kind of a phenom because the men up here do expect for the woman to pay for everything. They expect to be catered to and things of that nature, and it's
kind of
like, who does that?
You ain't
got to
honor me, but you need to treat me.
Exactly.
It's okay with a woman treating her man. It's okay with a woman treating her man every now and then, but guys, we're talking about Valentine's Day. You know,
okay, exactly,
no
exactly.
Now,
I'm sorry.
I'm
Tori, you know, I do not agree with you. Because the reason I said it, because, like, for example, like, guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of guys like chains, gold chains, PlayStation. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I could say, listen.
Valentine's Day, a $300 machine.
Why not? She want a $300 ring. She want a $300 whatever. Why not? I mean, see, that's all I'm getting. Why is it good for her to get it? But he can't. No, T, I'm serious.
Foremost, y'all can't let people, and y'all can't let society, first and foremost.
I'm not letting society. This is how I personally feel.
One particular day.
I'm just saying, this is how I personally feel. This is how I personally feel. Just like Smooth T said earlier, this isn't Mother's Day. This isn't Woman's Day. This isn't Girl's Day. It's Valentine's. To me, that means 50-50. That doesn't mean, now listen, if a man doesn't want anything, and then he wants to give the woman everything, that's one thing, okay, that's on him. However, but that's not every case, because if that was every case, we wouldn't be having this debate, because there are guys out there who do want stuff for Valentine's. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be like paying, you know, taking you shopping, taking you to dinner, buying you gifts. And what did he get? I mean, some guys only get that.
Some booty.
What you say,
Smoothie?
Some booty, yeah. Some guys want to get that on Valentine's. So, I mean, you know.
You might be tired, but you better roll over. That's what you better do.
What? You say you ain't going?
That That
you ain't
going to. I have never dated any girl in my life that did not get me something on Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
It ain't me asking. This is how
thank
she
you.
I think a card. I
you
think a card.
Me
or
a card? Please, you get a card for 99 cents. You ain't playing me. No, I want you to put some effort into it.
It counts now. It's a cost that counts.
Really, really, Tony? Okay, so really the thought that counts. So what if a guy gives you a 99-cent card? It's the thought that counts. Remember that.
Right, but that's not my man. That's not my date. You know, come on now.
But what if it was? But what if it was?
If you a 99-cent card and a Kit Kat for a candy.
Okay. For Valentine's Day. That is hilarious that you would say that. I gave
you
a balloon, and it was a Kit Kat wrapped up in it, and I said, you said you wanted some Kit Kat for Valentine's Day.
I hope that wasn't your boyfriend.
With a balloon.
I hope that was not your boyfriend. That is
okay.
Wrong.
That's very sad.
Nah, that was just
a friend. You should at least get a bear.
You should at least get a bear and some candy and a card.
What is a man going to do with that bear but give it to the next chick? A man ain't finna go home and put no teddy bear on his bed.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I mean, see, you'd be surprised. I mean, see, you're thinking like, you know, a guy can go, oh, I want this. But like, he'll keep it. I mean, he might not show nobody. But, you know, but he'll keep it like in a drawer under the bed or something. I mean, but he'll keep
right.
it, though.
You don't spend your hard-earned money on it, and he throw it under the bed somewhere. Come on.
I don't do that. I kept mine right where everybody can see it. And they look in there and see all my bears and my monkeys and stuff, and they're like, oh, you got a bunch of monkeys and bears. I'm like, sure do.
And well, Lord, your family.
I think Tommy made a good point. I think a box of chocolates, maybe a card, something nice and manly. But
oh, my God.
I
just can't believe this. But you know what? Hold on. I'm about to get Tori right now because I said you talking about some. You told me to don't feed too much into society. But to me, that's you feeding into society. Talking about getting something manly. That's society. Take a man on a trip. Hey, take a man on a trip. You know, have some dinner arrangement. Oh, put that in society. The woman's supposed to get this and that. Put that society, man. Forget society. Do what you want. Do what y'all want. I'm just saying.
What did you get for Valentine's Day, Z?
Well, you know, I didn't get nothing.
Lying.
No, I'm not lying either.
Look, chick A to know what chick B did. I'm going to let you have that. I ain't
going
to put you on the front street.
Oh, you know what? She's trying to play.
That's what's up. You right, baby. You ain't getting nothing.
I'm good. But that's how I see it. I see it 50-50. I don't see it 80-20. I don't see that. I don't see it. And because the reason why I don't.
75-25.
That's nothing. Because the reason why I don't see it like that is because, you as a woman, you don't want to be the 75, so why should a man have to be the 75 on Valentine's Day? Really? You don't want to be the 75, so why should he?
He's going to be the 25 on Valentine's Day, and then I get the 75% of the stuff, and he gets the 25.
Oh,
well, Lee.
Well, why can't you buy him a
card?
Why can't you buy him a card, a bag, some candy? Give him a back rub.
And some candy.
Let him give you a full body massage, get you some flowers, some candy, and a card. Boom,
now, I'm with you on the card, the candy, and the massage. I think that the man should get more of the massages and the things that don't necessarily cost money.
Oh, you know my God. That is so bad. Oh, I feel, everybody out there, I feel bad for Tori's hands. Now, I hear this, don't you? Y'all would not be pampered with money.
Wait. You don't have to feel bad for my man because I do not have one.
I'm talking. No, I'm her future man. Your future.
No, any man that has ever dated me, anybody that knows me, they know that I'm a excellent, good woman. It's just that I haven't been able to qualify the right dude for me just yet, and I'm cool with that. It's all good. That's
all right.
But he's going to be so excited about finally being able to cater to me that he's going to want to do everything for me on Valentine's Day because I'm that good. So I just think, you know, that one day he won't have a problem with it at all. He'll be like, baby, I got you because you hook me up all the time. I got you, boo.
That's what it is. We're 25 minutes.
You ain't gonna do a commercial,
right? Yeah, 25 minutes down to the show. We're going to take a commercial. Whenever we get back, we are going to have our Fresh Off the Plate. And then we're going to get into our second topic of tonight. And y'all are going to find it very interesting. So this is keeping it really, 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 really hot and fresh with Tori D, Z-Fly, and Smooth T.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy Z-Fly coming fresh, coming really hot.
I'm fresh off the plane. Whatever you call it. And today
I'm going to be reminding you about, you know, what we do here. You know, keeping you aware of AIDS and HIV days. So if you want to get, get in it, help out in it, put it that way. My words are really tangled up right now. But you can do that with the Wilson County HIV/AIDS Task Force. You can do that by calling the message line, which is 252-243-9800, extension 290. You can also email them at wilsoncountyhivtaskforce@yahoo.com. The address is going to be Wilson County HIV/AIDS Task Force. That is 303 East Green Street. That's in Wilson, North Carolina, 27893. They have meetings every month, the third Wednesday of each month at 12 noon, and they also move around in different organizations. Now, if you don't live in the Wilson, North Carolina area, that's okay. You can still call and then be a part of, you know, contributing to this task force. So there you go. And also, do we have any more news, guys? Y'all got anything?
I got some more news.
All right, let us have it.
I just want to give a shout out to my homeboy CC, Mr. Carl Casey, and the Ass Is Band. I just want to tell you guys where they're going to be performing. They'll be at Capone's on 4th and 23rd in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's on February the 26th. On February the 18th, they'll be performing for Alpha Delta, and that's in Auburn, Alabama. And then on February the 19th, they'll be in Hoover, Alabama. Iron Horse Cafe. So that's boys as is, homie CC, Mr. Carl Casey himself. Them pretty new.
Okay.
Y'all go out and support them, and that's Fresh Off the Plate from your girl Tori D. What else you got, Z?
That's all I got, T. However, we do have a caller. Keeping it real high and fresh, are you on the air? Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes.
Okay. In your description, it says, is Valentine's Day a mutual gift-giving holiday, or does one individual take all?
Yes.
It should be for both. A woman should be able to give to her man.
Exactly.
Okay, I heard a groan in the background. Somebody doesn't agree with me?
Cardi B.
I didn't say I disagreed. I just said, what do you think about maybe if it's a 75-25 split? What do you think about that? Is that cool in the woman's favor?
No.
Not if you love that person.
Exactly.
If it's your friend, that's what it is.
To do with the love.
You know what, if I had somebody even suggest, well, Valentine's 75-25, that girl will be out the door in about 2
Exactly.
He said if he even suggested it, he would be out the door. So he just said, you know, hey, off the top, I don't play no games. If you even suggested, you out.
Okay.
What's your name, caller?
My name's Joe.
All right, Joe.
Well, thank you, Joe, for calling in.
Okay. Take care.
And keep it a very high praise with
bye-bye.
You, too.
See, Joe, I'm playing Joe. What you
look,
gonna do
Joe
is you gonna buy me something.
Joe said they used to call me Crazy Joe, but now they call me Batman. Goddamn, you said, hell, my gift.
Exactly.
I wish the girl just would not buy me nothing.
Yeah.
No.
Your girl did not buy me something for Valentine's Day. We're going to have a problem.
A big problem.
I can't believe y'all are the first men I will have to ever say that I seen really, really get into the Valentine's Day thing.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah, got it right.
Now, I was married for, like, ever, and I always got my husband a little something, but it was more so all about me.
Late night treat.
Yeah. All right. That's nice. All right, child. So, Dad, it was a Valentine's Day.
Congratulations for you and him, but, you know, for the rest of the world, we think it should be a 50-50 thing.
It should be. I mean, it's Valentine's. Yeah,
it's like Christmas. It ain't a one-sided gift. It's about giving.
Exactly. It's about giving. You give to somebody.
Well,
I know that because, like, you know, if you go back to the vows, what does the wedding vows say? Something about, you know, like, something about 50. I don't know. It's something.
Hold on. We're not going to go to wedding vows because the wedding vows say we got to love, honor, and obey y'all. It don't tell y'all to love, honor, and obey us.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
Okay.
Do what you're supposed
to.
Right, so let's not do the wedding vows.
We had to cut that 18 minutes after. So we definitely want to go ahead and get into our last topic. We want to thank the caller, too, for calling in. That was good. Okay, thank you, Joe. Our last topic is, in today's society, do y'all think it's wise to discipline or give advice to other people's children? You know, that's not your family. And then this topic tonight also came from another real life thing. You know, once again, the same lady, she has a child. And, you know, her child is 14 years old. You know, she's starting to date. So, you know, so like the child was talking to all of us. So, you know, I just started to give my opinion, you know, about dating and stuff like that. Whoa, why did I do that? Because the lady got mad, but man, she's like, look, that's my child. You don't tell her no. Now, I know in today's society, like, a lot of people, they do give other people, you know, other people's kids advice and then, like, also sometimes discipline, you know, other people's kids. But I know, like, a lot of times parents can get mad because, you know, parents don't want other people, you know, discipline or either giving advice to their children. So do y'all think that's a wise thing to do? I mean, for me, in that instance, it wasn't wise because I got fussed out. But I mean, for example, Tori, dude, you got children. I mean, like, how would you feel if, like, you know what I'm saying, if, like, somebody was giving advice, you know, to your kid about, you know, relationships or men or whatever? I mean, how would you feel about that?
I'm a strong believer in the African proverb that it takes a village to raise a child. I'm a very, very strong advocate for that. And it'll be plenty of times where I'll call my aunts and my uncles and my parents to ask for advice. So I just feel like if your child is around me, then they will get disciplined or advised, you know, if it's something that I have an opinion on. And as a parent, you can either reinforce what the person says or you can say, well, you know, that's something that you can kind of throw away. You know what I mean? Because
exactly.
When I was growing up, my parents wouldn't let me talk to boys on the phone, period. And so my grandmother chimed in and she said, well, what in the world can she do over the phone?
Right.
You know, so that was her opinion, and my parents looked at her, and they were like, oh, okay, like, you know, ain't nobody finna say nothing in front of Granny. But then when Granny left, they was like, you know, but like I said, you better not be caught on that phone with boys. So I think it's okay when somebody is advising your child out of love. You know, you don't want nobody showing your child how to smoke weed or showing your child how to use a 9 or something crazy like that. But if somebody is advising your child out of love, I think it's outstanding. I think we need to have more of that. And as far as discipline the child, if I'm watching your child, they will get disciplined, point blank, period. And that's something I let you know when you drop them off. Because if I don't take no foolishness from my own kids, definitely not going to take no foolishness from somebody else's.
Hold on, let me just get a number. Just in case y'all want to call in, we forgot. Sorry, y'all. 646-200-3136. And hit option 1 if you want to call in and give comments on either topic. That's, again, 646-200-3136 if you want to give comments. Let's smooth you. What were you going to say?
I'm with my girlfriend's kids, and I talk to them without her around or anything. And they have their dad in their life. You know, it's a 50-50 thing between her and him. But still, you know, when they're doing something where, you know, they're not saying nothing, I'm going to say something regardless.
Yeah.
That's just how I am. You don't hear about it.
And exactly.
I don't need to get confirmation from her or him before I say something. I would tell them exactly what's on my mind. The people not telling your child something harmful, it can't do nothing but help.
Exactly.
That's right. And then, you know, also, I feel too, you know, like the lady that I was having that debate with, she's 44, and like I said, her child is 14. You know, I'm a little bit closer to her child. And then I kind of like what Tori just said, you know, as long as people are giving advice or discipline out of love, why not? You know, because see, you know, like what the girl's talking about, you know, I kind of see where she's coming from, you know, almost somewhat being more on her, you know, on her level than of course her mom, you know, of course, I mean, well, her mom might not know that, but of course I'm not going to, you know, steer the girl wrong. But then at the same time, I mean, I guess I can kind of see where the mom was coming from. You know, like if I step back and kind of look, you know, she was looking like, you know, that's her child. You know, I'm teaching my child the way I want to be. That's what she said. I mean, she got really heated because basically what it was is like her 14-year-old daughter, she has three different men, you know, they're like she's dealing with or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, so like they was having some kind of dance at her high school. So she was trying to figure out what guy this did or she wanted to take. So, you know, so now somehow I was invited in the conversation. So then whenever I started giving my advice and opinion, I get booted out. You know, if it wasn't the same.
It's so totally different from the way we were grew up. I mean, I wish I would have said I had a boyfriend at 14. Negro, please. You know, who would say that in front of their parents back in my day? So, but you know, I am old.
Uh-huh.
Honey, please. And I hope you did advise so well, because that is something that's just so not cute about that.
I know.
Wow.
But you know what, too.
Why not be that young and be talking to three different dudes?
You
didn't say boy.
He said
man.
Right. Yeah. I mean, right after her mama, you know, she was telling the different options she had. Her mama seemed to be okay with it. You know,
yeah.
But you're right. I mean, I look at like so many
trying
people
cool
and
mom.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're trying to be, but you're right. It is something to, you know, like just thinking about how we grew up and then thinking about how kids are today and mamas and kids are today. It's just like something, you know. but then, you know, what can you say really? You know, because whenever you do put your mouth in something, you know, they're looking at you like, okay, this is my child, you know, I don't need your help. You know, and then you get fussed out and
I know. Okay. Getting fussed out, I know you was like, well, okay then, you got that pimp.
I sure did. I said, you know what, you're right. I'm going to settle. Because I'm not going to fuss with somebody else on Smith's situation. You know, I mean, if that's how I mean.
People that don't care. So me and that lady would have been going at it in there.
You're
wrong.
Oh, wow. You stupid.
Yeah, I would have been going at it.
Yeah, fighting. Everybody, we want to thank y'all for keeping it real hot and fresh another Monday night. You know, I love doing this show. And look, just to let y'all know that we are still looking for a fourth female,
yes.
Fourth female from 23 to 35 co-host, you know, mainly from the West Coast, but also, you know, the mid part and up north. You know what I'm saying? Still looking for that one female. And now, of course, you know what I'm saying, there are no racial barriers here. But we are looking for her to be any race except for African American, okay?
And that's
well,
why y'all don't want another country black girl. Is that what you saying, Pam? That's
what we saying, Pam.
That's what you saying, Pam. Y'all want
that's
another country
exactly.
black girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I one of these
and that black chick for us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I heard that.
All right, real fresh hot people on the show. What are your final thoughts?
Well, my final thoughts. So you guys are exactly right. I was just playing devil's advocate. I definitely believe that it should be a 50-50 thing. I'm with
you. Wait a minute. Are you being serious?
No, I'm dead serious. You know.
I
definitely believe it should be 50-50.
Lord, have mercy. She got my pressure up for nothing. Blood pressure all
high. I love a good debate.
Yeah, me too. I love a good debate too. So you know, I was trying to figure out what grounds to stand on. I couldn't think of nothing.
Okay,
but, yeah, we tried to make it do what it do. But yeah, so those are my final thoughts. With anything in life, always go into it 50-50. And if that person put in their half and you put in y'all half, then y'all can make it. Y'all got it. That's what's up.
That's what's up. I guess my final thought, well, y'all know my final thought, I definitely believe it's 50-50 too. And as far as, you know, giving other people's children advice or discipline, I would just say just be careful in that, you know, especially if it's not somebody, you know, that's related to you, you know, because when you're dealing with other people's children, you know, you got to kind of be, you know, what I would say was, like for example, like, as far as discipline somebody's child, I would say, like, you know, maybe let the parent know, you know, what that child is doing, instead of trying to discipline the child themselves, because if you do, you know, depending on the parent, you know, the parent will get mad at you, and it could be a mess. So, I don't know. That's kind of a sticky situation. Unless you got somebody like Tori D, who believes in it takes a village to raise a child.
That's right.
If you ain't got a Tori D, you might want to just go straight to the parent, I tell you. So, Smooth
okay,
T, what you got?
Of course it should be 50-50. Anybody think otherwise, they crazy. And, you know, of course, like you said, guys rule, girls rule.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Women lie.
And then we definitely want to thank our caller, Joe, for calling in and giving us your comments. Thank you very much, Joe. But tonight, yeah, we're going to end this show with 10 Ways You Know Your Ghetto, and then we're going to play some of our featured artist music to end the show. So let's go ahead and do them ghettos for y'all. Y'all ready?
No. Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. Number 10. If a guest in your house spots a roach on the floor in your crib and you say to them, don't just stand there, step on it, you ghetto.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, don't just stand there, step on it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes,
I mean,
you think your guest gonna stop your
especially
wow.
If it's the kind they got wings.
Can't imagine.
Mm-mm.
Can't imagine.
Number 9, you know you live in the ghetto. Oh, no, my bad. You know you live in a ghetto town if you got a KFC and Taco Bell combined.
Wow.
Yeah, y'all know y'all don't say that. Y'all taught me. You know that? You go get a two-piece and a burrito. What?
Man.
Number 8, you know you ghetto. No, you did that, don't it? You know you ghetto if you feed your two-month-old fried chicken. Yeah, you gotta start them out early.
Baby, high blood pressure too.
Yeah, you gotta start them out early. Number 7, you know you ghetto if you put carpet over the dirt in your driveway. And I've seen that. Now, I have seen people put carpet in their driveway because they don't want clean. I don't. So whatever. Yeah. Number 6,
go outside and vacuum.
Okay. Y'all get the carpet treatment whenever we come to my house. Number 6, you know you ghetto if you hide dishes in pillowcases.
Okay, now my kids is ghetto for sure.
Uh-oh.
They be hiding them dishes. I go ahead and
go
one off, y'all.
Okay.
Like, no more wild hangers up in them.
Oh, wow. Number 5, you know you in the ghetto if the pizza place down the road also serves breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. All in one. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you invite someone to dinner, then you ask them to bring it.
So ghetto.
too. Can you bring them donuts with the filling inside this time? The last time you bought the plain one. Number three. You know you get a, if you always make excuses why you can't take your car. Well, I ain't got no gas, so can we take your car this time? Never have gas. That's me. You know, Tommy. I know that's me. But you know what? Well, I don't care. Gas was high, and I didn't have no money back then, so I don't care.
Leave me alone. Right now, so it don't even matter.
For sure. Number two, you know you ghetto if you drive with headphones on. Now, see, then that's not ghetto. See, but I,
that's scary.
The stereo could be broken. So, of course, you're going to use your iPod. You know what I'm saying? Why not? You know?
Yeah, but how you going to hear the sirens and lights and all that type of stuff?
I ain't trying to hear all that. I'm just going by what's in front of me. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to get slammed.
You're going to check your mirrors right there.
Right. Exactly. That's what your mirror's for. Thank you.
But that don't even ain't really ghetto, though. I don't do that.
Well, you know, it's kind of ghetto. Number one, now this is ghetto. You know you ghetto if your car has bad brakes and you just keep using the emergency brake to stop.
Oh, you know what? Like on Friday.
Yeah.
You use your foot to stop.
Y'all, it's crazy. All right, y'all. That is how you keep it real hot and fresh with Tori D, Z Fly, and Smooth Tea every Monday night. Smooth Tea? Whoop. All right, I don't know what that was. I thought Arsenio Hall. Y'all remember that?
Pitbull, wasn't it?
People, we are going to leave y'all with James Flame featuring San Diego. We out till next Monday. Peace.
Yeah. What it do, man? We're about to give you a little story about how it go down in SD. You know, how Dago be. So if you feel it, let us know. Tell them how it go.
Like John Wayne, but my clique keep it freaked out like Andre. We say nigga rappers couldn't even rap all those wild eyes. We do that we can. SD bitch from the box to the pan. Talk shit, get crushed on like a cocaine. Quinn in my option, that's how I program. Who's better than me? Homie, no man, I stay holding the mic. Gripping the mic stand, I'm trying to make it smell. Y'all racking and spam, my rhymes go hard. Lyrics deadly, I put them 6 feet deep and have them buried. I don't lose no sleep, I'm always ready. Got the kind of flow that'll leave you bloody. I rap kind of different, extraterrestrial. I rap to anything cause I'm hella versed. I don't care if you think I'm weak, I speak what I speak cause I'm better than most. I'm good or better than the rest, who is you? There can only be one, that's not you. Interstate traffic king, promise to repeat. Interstate traffic king, wait up in the streets. Niggas think he on top, he ain't hard to reach. Niggas think he home safe, but it been breached. Shit known that niggas don't work a break. You can kiss me out, pump like a respirator. Yeah, call my girl, rhyming like an elevator. Anyway, yeah, move, wait, make, hey.